This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Israeli airstrike on a Gaza school compound housing displaced families killed around 100 people, according to the Hamas-run Gaza government on Saturday. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
This building in Gaza City used to be a school. Then it was a shelter. Now it's just rubble. An Israeli airstrike hit the building on Saturday morning, killing at least 80 people. It's one of the deadliest strikes in the 10-month-old war between Israel and Hamas. Now concrete chunks and twisted metal lay atop a blood-soaked floor. The Israeli military has acknowledged the strike, claiming it's hit a Hamas command center, something Hamas denies. One witness says the strike hit without warning before praying at a mosque inside. The strike comes as American, Qatari, and Egyptian mediators renew their push for a ceasefire agreement. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Debbie finally moved out of the United States, though risk from flooded rivers remains. EP's Julie Walker.
Parts of the Northeast were left with major flooding after Tropical Storm Debbie made its final stop before leaving the U.S. Westfield, Pennsylvania resident Cindy Pierce.
We lost everything down that swimming pool, kids, swing set. But our house is safe and we're safe. That's all that matters.
Debbie came ashore as a hurricane in Florida Monday before being downgraded. Officials say the death toll is at least 9, most in vehicle accidents or from fallen trees. I'm Julie Walker.
Russia has announced increased security measures in the border region of Kursk. An incursion there this week by Ukrainian forces caught Russian troops off guard and expose its military vulnerabilities and the nearly 2.5-year-old war. The Russian Defense Ministry said Saturday that fighting was continuing in that region and that the army has conducted airstrikes against Ukrainian forces. The measures announced for Kursk